Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Ray Hager and I talk with Danny Tarkanian, running for U.S. Senate on the Republican side. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Scott Craigie and Mike Bosma. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Everything has a beginning. Take rodeo.
You're a rancher. There's work to be done, so you start that wild colt. It becomes a challenge, a competition. It becomes rodeo. The Reno Rodeo. 10 days and nights of high-flying, gritty, real Western fun. Join us June 17th to the 26th for the wildest rides on the planet. The best seats are going fast. Call or log on today. The Reno Rodeo, 7 p.m., June 17th to the 26th.
Now, bull riding, that was just a dare.
Why are Harry Reid and my opponents attacking me? Because my conservative ideas are a threat to career politicians like them. I've spent my whole life fighting for less government. They know I'll shake up Washington. They want to make this about chickens and checks, a check I wrote decades ago and a statement they've taken out of context. That's what's wrong with Washington. Lies and dirty tricks. It's time we pull the plug on these boys. I'm Sue Loudon, and I approve this message.
People in Washington are finally talking seriously about reducing federal spending. President Obama and Harry Reid tell us we've made real progress on $100 million of spending reductions. $100 million sounds like a lot of money. Our brain hears $100 million and we think that's a big pile of money from an even bigger pile of money. Here's a way to think about it. So let's say these five pennies represent $2 billion. And all of these represent what the federal government spends in a year. Of the $3.6 trillion, there are pieces that politicians don't like to really talk about. Social Security, Medicare and Medicaid, defense, and interest on the $12 trillion of debt we already have. And of that $3.6 trillion, about 40% is what we borrowed just this year. So this is the spending reduction Washington's proposing. We take one of these, and we do this. And this is Washington's idea of spending reduction from all of this. That's Washington's idea of saving money. Maybe it's time we send a businessman to Washington. I'm John Chachas, and I approve this message, paid for by Chachas for Nevada.
This segment brought to you by the law firm of Kempfer Kroll, with offices in Reno, Carson City, and Las Vegas. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program Danny Tarkanian, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. We were involved in a major debate again last night on John Rostin's show. You know, with the Tea Party money coming in so heavily, the influence...
The Tea Party Express?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's out of Sacramento.
Yes.
The Mormon vote that Chad Christensen thinks he's got locked up. And... You know, how difficult is it getting your message out? I mean, we're happy to be at a forum here, but yeah. How difficult has it been getting the message out?
Well, I think we've done a good job. Mostly we do voter contacts, meet and greets with people around the state. I'm trying to get as many of those as possible. In fact, the last 3 weeks, we got 25 scheduled. I get to meet with 20 to 50 people at a time. I get to express my views to them, take questions from them. And if I can get 5 to 10 of them to support me when it's all over and done, and they go out and tell 5 or 10 of their friends, you build upon that grassroots base. I believe we have the best grassroots organization of any candidate out there now, and that's going to make the difference in this race.
Danny, in your ad touting your position on illegal immigration, you say, quote, "We are a generous people who share common values such as respect for hard work and the rule of law." And I want to ask you, where was your respect for the rule of law in 2006 when you were sanctioned and fined by the Nevada Supreme Court for signing legal papers while your law license was inactive?
No, you're wrong. You're mistaken on that. So you got to get your facts straight.
I was sanctioned.
You are, and I'll get you the copy of the decision.
Please do, because I have a copy of the decision.
Okay. And then I'll
myself.
Have you come on, and you can explain it to the people
good.
How you were mistaken. I was sanctioned by the Supreme Court for failing to respond to 2 notices they said they sent to my home.
They fined you for that, $300.
Yes, they did. We didn't get the notices. They said they sent them to us. I have personal responsibility to be responsible for it, so we paid the fine and we moved on. Is that the worst you can find about me, is I didn't respond to 2 notices that my family and I didn't get? That's the worst you can say about me in this race?
Well, I'm just asking you because it was an issue in your 2006 campaign, and you talked about it right on this show.
Well, see, again, you're mischaracterizing it, saying I practice law without a license or these other type of things you want to say, which is not true. Those were those attack pieces that were inaccurate and false, which you get in these type of campaigns. The fact is, I didn't respond to two notices the Supreme Court said they sent to my home. We didn't get the notices, but they said they sent them, so I had to pay the fine, and we moved on.
Are you saying that you did not sign legal papers when your law license was inactive?
That has nothing to do with it. I don't know if I did or not. That's not what's the fine was for.
That's the whole point to it.
That wasn't the fine. Again, you're mistaken, and I'll get you the documentation, so afterwards you can come back on the show and apologize to the viewers.
Danny, did you sign legal papers while your law license was inactive?
I don't recall.
That's my question.
My law license was inactive for about 6 months. If I did, it had nothing to do with the Supreme Court case.
Well, I guess we agree to disagree on that.
Well, there's a decision. The Supreme Court decision is there, and I'll give you a copy of it, and afterwards come back on the show and apologize.
And weren't in failure to this, why did you get fined in the first place?
I just told you I didn't respond to two notices that they said they sent to my home. That's exactly what the case says. And again, I'll get you a copy of it. Instead of trying to continue on this, let's look at the case.
Okay,
and then we'll come back on and
you don't know if you signed legal papers when your law license was inactive.
There was an issue about that. There was a timing of whether it happened or not. I don't know for sure now. If it did, it had nothing to do with the fine, which is what you're trying to bring up.
Well, the fine had to do with about your signing these papers without a law license.
It wasn't. The fine had to do with, they said they sent me two notices that they wanted us to respond to a brief for the appeal to the Supreme Court, but we settled the case, so there was no need to file the appeal. You don't know the facts here. So, I mean,
I do.
No, you don't. There's a decision, and the decision, I'll bring you a copy of it, and you can look at
it. Okay, please do.
And we will respond if appropriate.
Thank you.
Let's talk about health care. You obviously have personal issues in your family with health care. What is your health care plan? Because you obviously don't like the Obama plan. What would you like to see?
There's three things that would need improvement in our health care. The first is the cost, and I've come out from day one and talked about four ways we could substantially reduce our health care costs. Four-point health care reform plan. Allow people to purchase insurance across state lines creates more competition, which reduces the cost. Tort reform, which is where you cap non-economic damages, you help eliminate the defense of medicine
Where would you put the cap?
Well, Nevada has a good cap already at $250,000. That would be a good starting point. The third one would be enforcing the federal law already that says Medicare is to be the payee of last resort. 13% of all Medicare recipients have private insurance, and they should pay their fair share first. And the fourth area is eliminating the state mandates, which the state imposes upon us to purchase certain things in our policy, whether we want to or not. That makes up 20 to 50% of our insurance premiums. You do those four things, you could reduce the cost.
Speak to the last one.
Yeah.
You know, in the last couple of sessions of the legislature, we have seen the families with autism be covered by insurance now, which they were not before. If the state legislature had not done that, then these families would have incredible expenses in the order of around $50,000 per year in some cases.
So your answer is that everybody should spread the cost. It's like a socialistic view. Everybody should spread the cost for society. That's what your view is?
I think that families that are faced with costs that are just unreasonable that will destroy those families.
Yeah, and we have government.
I don't think it's socialism.
We have government programs that can help people with the umbrella, the safety net for people who can't afford these things. Isn't that a better approach than forcing everybody in the state to buy coverage that they don't need? Isn't that contrary to everything our country is built upon?
Isn't that how insurance works, though? Isn't that how insurance works?
No, no. Insurance works so that you pay a certain amount so that you're covered in case a catastrophe happens. That's what it should be. So that you spread out the risk that you have, not the risk for everybody else in society.
All right, let's take a break. More with Danny Tarkanian. We're here for your views after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
In the campaign for U.S. Senate, Sharon Angle is the best choice for conservative Republicans. Angle served four terms in the Nevada State Assembly, emerging as a conservative leader in the fight for lower taxes and less government spending. And that's why Sharon Angle has earned the support of the Nevada Republican Assembly, the Tea Party Express, Gun Owners of America, conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly, and many others.
Our country deserves better. PAC, TeaPartyExpress.org is responsible for the content of this ad.
Everything has a beginning. Take rodeo.
You're a rancher. There's work to be done, so you start that wild colt. It becomes a challenge, a competition. It becomes rodeo. The Reno Rodeo. 10 days and nights of high-flying, gritty, real Western fun. Join us June 17th to the 26th for the wildest rides on the planet. The best seats are going fast. Call or log on today. The Reno Rodeo, 7 p.m., June 17th to the 26th.
Now, bull riding, that was just a dare.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, this may be the most important phone call you'll ever make.
I owed $50,000 in taxes, but listen.
Your tax problem is settled. You only owe $8,400.
What a great message.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, then you owe it to yourself to call this number. Let our experts help guide you through the process of negotiating a tax settlement. Call this number or go to tax10000.com.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans. Generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year. Provided nearly $700 million to help our schools. And built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
This segment brought to you by the law firm of Kempfer Kroll, with offices in Reno, Carson City, and Las Vegas. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Danny Tarkanian, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. Let's talk about the deficit. What's your plan to cut the federal deficit?
Well, there's a number of things. First and foremost, we have to have a balanced budget amendment to make the federal government live within the means like every state does and every family does. Second thing we need to do is eliminate all the pork projects, the state projects that are being paid for by the federal government. If you do that, you eliminate $42 billion in the past 3 years. The third area is you need to go back and get the federal government doing the few things it should be doing and doing them great and not expanding its authority to try to solve all the social ills. As I put on my website on my economic plan, I believe we should eliminate the Department of Education except for the cost for home Head Start and financial aid. We need to privatize Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. We need to go back and eliminate some of these.
The
fourth area is eliminate the fraud, waste, and abuse and entitlement programs. There was $110 billion spent in fraud, waste, and abuse on health care alone in 2007.
You know, I brought this up in the debates. And I don't know if it was you or somebody else who tried to shout me down. But, you know, Ronald Reagan wasn't able to accomplish getting rid of the Department of Education in 8 years as president. So I'm not quite sure how you think you'd be able to accomplish that as a senator. One other point. Senator Reid has said on this program that it is the duty of the Congress to also have spending bills. It's not all the authority should not be with the President of the United States to control the budget. And so he feels that it's an obligation of senators to be able to provide funding for other projects around the country, including in their home state.
Okay, you talk about two different things. Let's talk about the downsizing some of the government. Ronald Reagan didn't have this movement that is going on through the country now because the people in our country have seen that there is a bigger and bigger power grab of the government to take over more and more programs.
Ronald Reagan had the most support of almost any president.
Can I finish my statement?
I'm not going to let you pontificate if I disagree with you.
There is a movement around the country, and you see it right now through the Tea Party movements and others, where people are rising up and saying, we got to get back to limited government, lower taxes. We got to get back to what the framers of our Constitution intended. I believe with that movement, there will be a number of new senators that are going to be elected into the Senate, anywhere from 10 to 14 new ones. We will have a coalition of a voting bloc that will go out there and try to get these things accomplished. Now, you may want to throw up your hands and quit and say, well, we can't get it done. I believe we can go back there and fight and make a difference.
I'm not throwing up my hands and saying it can't get done, but when one of the most popular presidents in recent memory couldn't get it done and was as conservative as can be, especially with his own cabinet, I'm just saying I don't think that's realistic.
Now, again, you're talking about President Reagan, who's working with the Democrat Congress, and he didn't have this movement throughout the country to get back to the sound constitutional principles of our founding fathers. I will work with
the Christian
senators.
Right was a huge supporter, organized all across the country.
Sam, you can throw your hands up and surrender.
My hands are on the table. I'm not surrendering.
I'm running for office to make a difference for our state and our community. I believe I can make a difference by going back to Washington with the newly elected members in the Congress and the Senate with this mandate to get back to the sound constitutional principles of our founding fathers.
Danny, how do you plan to keep illegal immigrants from having jobs in the United States when American businessmen hire them?
Well, you have to go after the American businessmen and make them pay a higher fine than they save in hiring people for lower wages, illegal immigrants for lower wages. And if you can show a pattern that they continue to do so, you need to fine their licenses or take away the license if it continues. It's just a common sense deal. You cannot continue to allow people to break the law and not have them pay a price for it.
Do you want to stay on a state-by-state basis? You know, you've seen Trenton, New Jersey now having their own immigration laws. You've got Arizona having theirs. Is it better to have a federal policy or is it better to have a state-by-state, city-by-city policy?
Absolutely. It's better to have a federal policy, and that's what I plan to do when I work on doing when I go back to Washington, D.C. The federal government has ignored this problem, and now Reid's talking about passing some type of comprehensive legislation that will give amnesty to people who have come in here and broken the laws. We have to go back and enforce the laws that say if you're in the country illegally, you're not entitled to a taxpayer education, you're not entitled to taxpayer health care except in emergency circumstances, you're not entitled to taxpayer Social Security, which, again, is something Reid tried to pass. You go back and you take away the incentives of why people are coming in the country illegally and they're going to leave. And that's the solution to the illegal immigration problem.
You know, Chuck Muth's Nevada News put out, this is not something that Chuck wrote, but it's his publication put out, where a conservative was saying that the cost of trying to deport these millions of people, the cost of prisons, the cost of deportation, the cost of the economy will be so great, and also the cost of the Republican Party of being the party seen as being anti-immigrant, sure, and especially anti-Hispanic when that's such a growth in this country. How do you feel about that? Okay. Is there a long-term risk to the Republican Party?
Okay, you're asking two questions. First of all, you talk about the cost of deportation. What I've stated is if you take away the incentives of why people come here illegally, they will then go back on their own. There's no reason for them to stay here in the country illegally if they don't have the incentives. Second of all, is there a risk to the Republican Party? I believe a lot of Hispanic citizens here, legal citizens here, are in favor of having laws that people abide by. They're not in favor of breaking laws. There may be some that aren't, but I believe the vast majority of Hispanics will be in favor of this.
And that's where we got to leave it. By the way, I don't disagree with you on that. There is certainly a percentage of legal Hispanics who are not happy about that either.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Do appreciate it. We'll be right back on About Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Fed up with politicians who won't tell the truth? Like Rory Reid's Washington friends running these ads lying about Brian Sandoval. Brian never sued to increase taxes, and he opposes driver's licenses for undocumented workers. And Jim Gibbons, he says he never raised taxes, but he did. $300 million in new taxes on us while he pressured local officials to cut his own taxes. Reid and Gibbons, everything that's wrong with public service. Brian Sandoval, honest, conservative leadership.
Why should you hire a personal injury attorney? To prevent insurance companies from taking advantage of you.
That way, you don't have to go it alone. You need someone to fight for you.
When you're injured, it can change your life. And life-changing decisions need to be taken seriously.
When you hire Bob and me, all you need to worry about is getting better.
And let us get you back on track.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
On the next Face-to-Face, five candidates, one goal, unseating Harry Reid. We'll bring you the second part of our exclusive statewide debate. Engel, Chachas, Christensen, Loudon, and Tarkanian. The big debate, part two, next Face-to-Face.
The odds of the Big Easy winning the U.S. Open twice? One in 1.2 billion. The odds of him having a child diagnosed with autism? One in 110. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs of autism.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, our great Power Pundit panel as always. Scott Kurgis here, principal with Allrisk Consulting, and Mike Bosma, managing shareholder of the Bosma Group. You know, quite a day yesterday in terms of the primary. Arlen Specter, 30-year career, gone. Of course, he started out as a Democrat, became a Republican, and then, because he knew he was going to lose, changed back to a Democrat. How do you see this playing out?
You know, these are really tough times. And, you know, this election cycle here in Nevada is, you know, I mean, it's raw bone politics. And it's, and just imagine how much greater the pressure is, you know, when you're on the national stage and your whole livelihood. You know, I mean, you've built this whole, you know, activity package that he has to live through, and it all comes down to, you know, a few days on a ballot, and that's really tough. You know, I worked for Bob Miller when he was there. I worked for Richard Bryan when he was there. I helped them with both their campaigns. This is the time when people get nuts.
I mean, Arlen Specter was a dead man walking going into this thing, wasn't he?
Well, I think he was, and I think it's because he couldn't change really the tone or the tenor of what he was doing. It was still business as usual. It doesn't really matter which party he was batting for, technically. Really nothing changed, and I think people are looking for change and substantive change.
Well, it was interesting, too, the commercials with President Bush in there. Yeah. Supporting Arlen Specter didn't help at all.
No, in fact, I mean, sometimes, you know, you got to go to your manager and say, you know, what are we doing wrong? I mean, there's got to be some advice coming from some adults.
It was also interesting, I thought, that, you know, I mean, he had all the heavyweights going there, including the President Obama. Didn't do him a good.
Well, you know, I look at this as the pendulum of politics. I mean, 2 years ago, it swung toward moderate and liberal, and now the economy has kind of bumped along at the bottom, so it's swinging back toward the conservative and very conservative politics like the Tea Party. It's just back and forth, and 2 years, who knows, maybe we'll have, it'll be leaning toward moderates and liberals again.
You don't think it's moving away from politics and just really the electorate saying, guys, we really need to fix some things that are broken?
Well, you know, and that's a theme, certainly with the Tea Party folks across the country, which is, you know, we need to take our country back. I'm not quite sure from whom,
right.
but that phrase comes out over and over again. Another powerful leader, Senator Mitch McConnell, was not able to help Trey Grayson in Kentucky. Rand Paul, son of Ron Paul, took that victory. I thought a very interesting result of that.
I know, and I think that, you know, that is what the electorate is all about right now. And they're not really enamored of the leadership people that are in Congress or in the Senate. They're looking for something very different, and they're not finding it. And that's what's making this such a troubled cycle.
So when people get in, what's going to be different?
Well, they're going to find out exactly what happened with, I think, the Obama administration. He promised a lot. People thought it was going to be different. It's really business as usual. It's actually getting a little worse, and now they're going to be, you know, I think getting a platform to run on, it'd be interesting if particularly some of the folks that are running for office this go-around, if they just took a stand, a hardline stand, and say, really, this is what I'm going to change substantively, and really run on that platform. So that way it's a bit of a referendum. If they're voted in, they're fine, instead of just trying to get the office and try and fix it while they're in. I think that day is gone.
Well, talk about change. It seems when people go to Washington, Washington changes people rather than people change Washington.
Well, but there are some exceptions. I mean, Ron Paul, for example, you know, has been saying the same thing for his entire time in Congress. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, what happens if his son ends up going to Congress. I think also it's interesting, you know, and Nevadans should definitely pay attention. You know, the Tea Party Express out of Sacramento broke with Debbie Landis's group here in Nevada. Action is brewing to actually come out and support a candidate in the primary. She was determined not to do that, not to officially throw her support to any of the candidates in the primary, and did so by putting on that debate.
Yeah.
Everybody was treated favorably. It's interesting, you know, to see what kind of effect they will have, because it seems to me that the Tea Party people across the country are being fired up when they see these victories, and there's already been a lot of people moved to Nevada for this election cycle, a lot of money coming into Nevada. You know, does this mean we're going to be seeing Sharon Angle be the party leader?
You know, it's very, very possible. And again, you know, that's one of the things that's happening inside our electorate. And it's happening all over the country, although I think here in and probably Arizona are the two that I see the most dramatic changes that are being made. And it'll be very interesting to see how, if a number of these groups can place people inside their state's congressional team and U.S. Senate teams, how much of a difference it makes. It may be that they just kind of get washed away because they can't play the game in that kind of a setting. At the same time, they may be the leadership group that brings in a whole new kind of cadre of people that are leaders in the country.
Well, it's also interesting, you know, obviously during the last election cycle, you had a lot of young people enthused about Obama and voting because of that, and they've all gone away.
Yeah, they've become, I think they've checked out. It wasn't that new wave that they were anticipating. It really feels like it went back to business as usual, and that's not what they were about. They wanted something that was going to take them and their kids and kind of to the next generation. And I don't know that really what's changed other than we're spending a lot more than we're collecting. The Tea Party is fascinating because one of their central points is keeping taxes down, and taxes are the lowest now they've been in years, decades. It's the deferred taxes that are coming, that tax hit that's coming down the road on some other administration, presumably. And I think that's really, if you can focus on that, they're going to get a lot more substance to it and get people re-engaged.
And that's where you got to leave it. Thank you all very much. It'll be interesting to keep going. We'll be right back on the Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The doctor came in. I was still waking up from anesthesia. He leaned over my bed and he said, "Laura, you have cancer." And he walked out of the room. The first thought is, what's going to happen to my children?
It's pretty rare for a person as young as me to get Hodgkin's disease. Well, you would think, am I going to be here next year? Am I going to be able to spend more time with my family? And that was really hard.
The doctor says I would like to have his wife, his pastor, and his two best friends present. Then you know you're about to receive really bad news. There was very little hope given to us.
I just wanted this cancer out of me. I wanted to take care of it and move on.
We saw an ad on TV for Cancer Treatment Centers of America. And when I called them, I was very surprised that they were so quick to help us.
The second that we walked through the door, I knew that was the place that I wanted to be. If it wasn't for their kindness and giving, it would be unbearable to be able to go through something like that. And I honestly don't know how people who don't get that are able to handle it.
We were looking for medical care that would help us fight cancer, not manage it, but to actually fight it and beat it. And that's what we found.
Most people thought that that was a death sentence. I knew that I wanted to fight this. I knew I wasn't going to let that happen to me.
If you're a winner and you're a fighter and you're strong, you're going to stay that way. Your mental makeup, your attitude that you've taken your whole life with you, you're going to keep that attitude.
I said, let's just do it, you know, and let me go on with my life.
And we'll send you this free DVD that shows you how the most compassionate group of people anywhere puts you at the center of everything we do. Advanced medical treatment combined with unique supportive therapies give you treatment options you may not even know exist.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is the way of the future. Patients are now taking control of their own healthcare destiny.
I truly wondered when he had cancer if I would ever get him back. Thanks to Cancer Treatment Centers of America, I have my husband back.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures.
If you listen to Nevada Newsmakers on KXNT Radio in Las Vegas, we're now broadcasting from noon till 2 every Saturday. As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at nevadanewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Tim Crowley, the president of the Nevada Mining Association.